Welcome to the Dirty Heifers Podcast, soap making, small business, and so much more. Let's get dirty. Welcome back to another episode of the Dirty Heifers Podcast. I'm Margaret, here with Jesse and Shauna, and today we're diving into one of the best parts of running a small business, community. Our topic is all about makers supporting makers, networking, and why it's so important to build connections in this crazy business world. Now, the funny thing is, our friendship started on social media, but we met in person at a soap conference, which is basically a giant networking event. And let me tell you, I am absolutely terrible at those. Like, awkward turtles standing in the corner kind of terrible. But somehow the universe brought us together, and here we are. And before we jump in, a huge thank you to this week's sponsor, Wholesale Supplies Plus. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned maker scaling up, Wholesale Supplies Plus has everything you need to stock up, create, and grow your business. And don't forget, our listeners get 15% off their orders when they are using code DIRTY15. Some exclusions apply. All right, you know what time it is. It is time for our Word of the Week.
Wa-bam!
All right, so the word is spelled S-C-H-M-O-O-Z-E.
And you are really taking it easy on me 2 weeks in a row. This one is schmooze.
That is. Oh, you said that with some smoothness there.
Schmooze. Schmooze. So that is to schmooze somebody, to try to get on their good side, working somebody, you know.
Kiss up.
Work it. Work it, girl. Work it.
Work it, lady. Do it, lady.
Do it, lady. Yeah.
Oh, it didn't do it.
Do it, lady.
You get shit on here, man.
Okay. But we've got to hear what Shauna did this week, even what though I knew the did. Word.
At the conference, Shauna was busy trying to schmooze with the fragrance vendors while Margaret was hiding behind the free coffee station.
That is very accurate. That is,
yeah, but Margaret don't drink coffee.
No, but I would hide behind the coffee station. Like, I'm just standing there. But you know what's going
to
be strange?
She doesn't like to talk to people. So we're
is,
like...
you know, after doing this for a little while, I feel like a lot of soap makers who listen to us might think that I'm friendly and approachable at the conference.
And if you go to the conference, you should definitely go straight up to Margaret and try to schmooze her. But make sure I'm nearby and I have my phone in my hand. Because I will like absolutely it. Take video.
She will give a beautiful demonstration of a deer in headlights.
Yeah. I just get very nervous, like I don't know what I'm going to talk about. So I will never, if somebody approaches me and starts talking, I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. But I will never, ever, ever approach somebody else and just start talking. It's just not.
It's not that she thinks you stink. She's scared of you.
Yes, I'm scared of. Like, I'm just like.
Woo. She's more afraid of you than you are of her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Just like a spider.
She's like a snake.
A sneaky snake. What was that
We've
from?
Already gone off track. We're just
straight
starting
off
this
the
episode.
Rails. Straight off the rails.
Left it.
But before we get too far off the rails,
right.
We have a redneck word of the week. And
let's
this
hear
week,
it.
It is a place.
Okay.
It's not a town. It's not a city. It's actually a river in the state of Mississippi.
Oh, you know what?
Is it the Mississippi River?
No, it is not.
Yeah, guess that one.
Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I know, I see why you had to look that
I
up.
I am so sorry for everybody
right,
listening.
Spell it, Shauna.
T-C-H-O-U-T-A-C-A-B-O-U-F-F-A.
I'm going to say Chowdacabufa. Chowdacabufa. Chowdacabufa?
I'm going to say Tuchabufa.
Chowdacabufa?
That sounds like a Middle Eastern dish. That sounds like a Middle Eastern dish you get at a restaurant.
Can I get that with some naan? No.
We've lost Chata Jesse.
Chowdacabufa?
No. Now it's bridging into the like probiotic drinks.
No, it's not kombucha. Yeah. And then there's no way to put this in a sentence. So do you want me to just say it?
Yes.
You sure you don't want to give it any more tries? Because this is hilarious.
I sound like an idiot.
Chowdacabufa.
I'll give you a hint.
Bada bing, okay. Bada boom.
You don't say the T.
Okay. Chowdacabufa? Chowdacabufa? I have no idea. What language is this?
Oh. Okay. Y'all give up?
Yep.
It's way easier than it looks. It's Chowdacabufa.
Chowdacabufa. Oh, God. That's just what it looks like. Chowdacabufa.
Chowdacabufa. It's Chowdacabufa.
Okay.
All right, then. Mississippi, I have
you guys got to remind me the next week to bring in our river right here. Mm-hmm. Or a creek.
And this one is actually on the coast. Like, it empties into Biloxi Bay. So it's not far from me. But that's funny. But yeah, it's the Chowdacabufa.
Chowdacabufa. Gotcha.
Is it near Bucatuna?
No. Bucatana is north of me. North and east.
It's Bucatuna.
It's Bucatana.
Bucatana. Chowdacabufa. All right.
Chowdacabufa.
Chowdacabufa. What did I say? Buttacachuda? You know what I meant. We're going to go down to Mississippi and go to the Puttacachuffa River on the boat. I need some boiled peanuts.
We lost Jesse.
Is she slapping the ground?
Oh, gosh.
She
I gotta be careful, because when I laugh too hard, I look like I'm in pain.
Oh, my gosh. The Buttacachuta?
Buttacachuta? Joey Buttafuoco? No?
Oh, bless it. Jesus, fix it. Bless your heart.
That's the hat I was wearing today. It's your heart.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right. So let's focus, people. Network.
This whole episode is just going to be us being stupid. Okay.
So, the power of networking, what can it do? It can open doors for you, like collaborations, wholesale mm-hmm. accounts, mentorship. Have you guys, I haven't really done, because of the one time when I was asked to do a collaboration on Instagram and I clicked on a link and lost my Instagram account, oh, yeah. I am very afraid to do collaborations, and I only do them with people I personally know and can mm-hmm. see face-to-face to discuss. Right. So anytime I get emails or messages or DMs to do collaborations, I don't do them. But I know that right. you guys do. So tell me about that. Do you get to?
I don't
like
do it with random individuals. I don't.
Yeah, no. I don't do it. I don't do it with random folks.
Okay.
You know, I do networking with people that I've, excuse me, met on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, like example is like you in July, mm-hmm. when we first started talking on TikTok and messaging through text message. You know, I used my own DIY molds that I lined with freezer paper, and lo and behold, a mold showed up at my door. So yeah. I blame my addiction to Winston and Walter molds on the organized heifer.
Well, you know, those are easy it's easy to recommend, like, yeah, when you're doing your networking and you're talking to people, you're going to mm-hmm. find out, who do you use? What suppliers mm-hmm. do you
exactly.
use? What vendors do you use? What products do you use? Like, so that's how, you know, you're spreading word of mouth that way. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any wholesale accounts or anything like that through networking?
Yeah, my first wholesale account was, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah, kind of. I mean, currently, you know, my tallow soaps. I was at a craft event, you know, in Wiggins at the Pine Hill Festival, and a lady that owns a cattle farm ranch, like 20 minutes from me, I knew of the ranch, it's called Stonington Farms, she came to my booth and approached me and met me and, you know, told me that she had been rendering tallow for like just for like body butters and such as that. And if I would be interested in tallow for soap, and I had been wanting to make tallow soap for a while, but as y'all know, tallow's expensive.
Yes, it is.
And, then on top of it, to have it shipped is really expensive. So the idea of getting some local tallow, and it's grass fed, grass finished, and it's the really high quality tallow. It's what they call the kidney tallow. Mm-hmm. It's what I make my soap out of. It's not tallow from the entire cow. It's like in this right. one centralized location. Yes, the organ tallow. And it's supposed to be a higher quality. So the fact that mm-hmm. I could get that locally from somebody that, you know, I could walk on their farm at any minute and look at their product.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was very enticing to me. And since then, we've built a relationship. You know, she buys soap from me. I buy tallow from her. And nice. It's just become a whole thing just from networking.
Very nice. Very nice. I did a networking thing with my sister-in-law about 2 years ago, maybe even longer than that. She texted me, "Hey, I'm going to a women in business networking thing. Do you want to come with me?" I didn't know anything about networking. I didn't know that there were such things as networking groups. And, you know, my social anxiety immediately kicks in. I got there, I felt like I was underdressed. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know people would talk. You know, it was this fantastic event where they had a speaker and it was all women. They closed down a restaurant for a day and it was about, trying to get you to join their networking group. Mm-hmm. But there were people there from all different businesses. You know, there were real estate agents, there were podcasters, there were advertisers, I think I might have been the only soap maker there, but there were like jewelry makers, candle makers, there were fashion people. It was just like overwhelming. Had I had the opportunity to do something like that today, I think I might have been a little bit different. But somebody with social anxiety like myself, mm-hmm. Walked in and it wasn't something that was going to benefit me at the time. So obviously I didn't join because, you know, you join those things to network and talk to people. And if you can't talk to people, it's not really beneficial. Have either of you done anything like that?
Not a networking conference, no. I did sign up to be notified of something like a social media type networking thing once. Mm-hmm. I never did actually participate in it. The idea was that you get put into a group and then for like a certain number of weeks, everybody in that group promotes each other.
Okay.
And then like after the certain number of weeks, you get put into a different group and then all those people promote each other. And that way you like widen your audience. So it's kind of like social media networking in a way. I didn't participate in it and I don't even remember what it was called now.
It almost sounds terrible. Like a pyramid scheme, but not really.
Yeah, I was like a little weirded out by it actually. Mm-hmm.
That would have weirded me out too.
I don't know what kind of time commitment was and if it was be actual like, because it's one thing if you have a lot of followers, those followers need to translate into sales for us, right?
Right.
You know,
so right.
I wasn't sure it was going to get me there.
Exactly.
Or if it was more for like, you know, social media influencer type people.
I would be leery of that, and I wouldn't consider myself a social butterfly, but I can talk to anybody. But that kind of event, like both of y'all are describing, that would that would not be on my radar, because
yeah, it was just much more of a, like, it was this, not my style in that it's like stuffy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't do
very
stuffy.
Professional. I maybe part of it, like, I felt underdressed. Maybe I was sabotaging myself right from the start. Like, I'm not going to fit in here. So
yeah,
you know.
But I think it also, it maybe just doesn't feel organic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels forced in a way?
Well, yes. In the beginning, I think it does feel forced, but I feel like if you're in one of those groups and really taking advantage of all of the things that they are offering, then I feel like the people who do all of the things become close, right, and it becomes organic for them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of like the networking dinner at the HSCG conference.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going with this.
Yeah.
The dinner is very stuffy.
I don't care for that, but like I said, I'm with you on that. I'm not stuffy, and I don't like to be forced.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you've got to sit at this table, and you've got to network with these people. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I can say that, like, the first wholesale account I got, and when I was recently in that retail space, kind of like the, what do we call that? Consignment type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were both just people I knew other people type deal, you know?
Yeah.
So the first one, it was, you know, an anesthesia friend of mine who was like, hey, my sister has a spa and she sells stuff just like yours all the time. And then the other one was a nurse that I had worked with who was retired but was like working part time in the store. She's like, hey, your stuff would be perfect for the store, you know?
Yeah.
So that was like really organic type networking right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had something like, you know, friend of a friend does, hey, I heard that you make soap, mm-hmm. and it's more like the hippie kind of stuff. And that's how I got into the head shop and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. But, when you just mentioned that about the conference, it just gave me freaking anxiety about that lunch that's coming up, because they have, at the Soapers Guild conference, they have one, I think it's a lunch, not the dinner.
Yeah, it's a lunch.
The
yeah.
lunch where, you know, every meal that you go there, you know, you go see, you sit with your friends, you talk, you just move around, you do whatever you want. But there's one particular meal where they're like, okay, you're sitting at this table, and they specifically try to split you up from, they say it's random, but I think they, you know, they try and split you up from the people that you actually know. And mm-hmm. you will see, this will be my third time going. Like, I will sit there and I'm the person at the table that just watches and listens to the entire conversation. I'm a watcher. I'm a listener. If people are asking me questions, and I feel like, you know, people have to work for me. Like, you want to get to know me, you got to work at it. And I don't mean to be like that,
don't even
but
remember
it feels
that
like that. I remember it because I felt so awkward. Although they did give out, like, you know, they have little goodie bags, and, you know, we were all trading fragrances at the table. But, yeah, that's a very hard, like, I'm looking around the room like, oh, there's Shauna. Oh, there's July. Oh, who's that over there? You know, who am I at my table with? Hi.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very, but, you know, some people make a lot of good connections that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just I guess I'm hard headed and stubborn, and I'm sitting there going, "You gonna make me network with a bunch of people?" Because no, I'm that type.
I just went with it. Just talked to the people around me, and then
I mean,
ate my lunch.
I did. I went with it, but I wasn't happy about it at all.
Right.
You know,
it doesn't make me happy because I'm completely shell shocked.
If they would have
forced you out
of
your comfort zone.
Well, yeah, because I'm a rule follower. And the rules say sit at this table.
If they would have given me a suggestion card.
Mm-hmm. You would have said, forget that. I understand the reasoning behind it.
Because I do too.
Honestly, if we go there and it's the three of us, I'm going to friggin' talk to the three of us. We'll be talking to each other the entire time.
We'll
be like, yay, all right, it's a great time. Who'd you talk to? Shauna and Jesse. Well, don't you talk to them on Friday? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You meet anyone new? Maybe.
No, I can say that I organically ended up with some new friends from the conference. I still talk to.
So the first year I went, it was with July. July is... July from Winston and Walter, she is a complete anomaly of a person. And people would just come up to her. There was literally at one point a line of people waiting to talk to her. And I was, you know, I'd sit at the table and I'd chit chat with whoever was near me, Ariane, whatever. And then the next year when I went and you guys were there, by the end of the day, Shauna is texting all these people. And she's like, oh, I have this one's number and that one's number. I'm like, who are you texting? She's like, oh, I met that person. I met this person. I met that person. She's got them all on her phone. I'm like, when did you do this? Weren't we sitting in the same class? How did you get 15 phone numbers? Oh, we're going to meet so-and-so for lunch. I'm like, we are? Who is that person? Where?
Oh, and yeah. There was like the other one too, where I was like, oh, I have her phone number. And you were like,
oh, mm-hmm.
How did that happen? To her.
Like, you have to give that to me. I'll never use it, but I need to have it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we came back and I was texting. You were like, I can't believe you're texting her.
How did I get this group chat?
Yeah.
That was a wild conference. I mean, we got to meet the soap gal, Joanna Couch. Mm-hmm. Catherine from Soaping 101.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That was huge for me because I watched her a lot when I was learning.
Me and John watch her all the time.
Yeah. That was so weird. I stepped outside and, you know, I'm hearing this lady talk and I'm like,
that sounds familiar.
That is so familiar. And they're both like, do you know who she is? I'm like, I ain't got a clue. I'm like, familiar, but
she's not really a face person.
No. Like, she said, this is Soaping 101. I'm like,
fangirl.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally fangirled. And she's shorter than me.
That's saying
something.
But
like that much.
Hey, if it's measurable.
It is. It's a measurable shortness.
Do you have any tips for introverts? We're extroverts.
A lot of times this is going to sound really odd, but I do like inspirational speeches in my head, like trying to pep myself up and going down the road such as that. And it's exactly what Shauna said. It's, you know, you're never going to grow as a person, as a business owner, as anything in life if you don't get out of that bubble. We've all got our little bubble that we're comfortable in. Every one of us, Margaret.
Yeah.
You're never going to grow unless you push past that bubble, push past your comfort zone. The anytime you grow, you're going to be a little uncomfortable.
That's true.
I mean, think about when you're growing up and you as kids, you'd have growing pains. It was uncomfortable. Yeah. You were growing.
Well, I was thinking about it like when we were talking to Helen, the Helen Polisi from the Mothership, right?
Yeah.
And she was saying that, you know, the fear is, you got to just think this fear is not going to last forever, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
And the intensity of the fear will wane over time.
Right.
So maybe I'll try and talk to people at this conference.
I mean, me and Shauna might grab you by the arm on each side and drag you.
If you hear loud screaming, it's probably us dragging Margaret to talk to people.
I'll be happy to walk up with you and join a group of people who are talking and listen and observe and wait for my, you know, shining moment to say something funny or something like that.
Corny.
Yeah, I gotta wait for my moment. Sometimes it just,
you know, I can say this. So this story, I don't think I've told this story before, but maybe I did. I don't know. I was a very shy kid. In my job now, it does not pay because I have to talk to lots of people all the time. But I was a very shy kid. And I remember in, I think it was seventh or eighth grade, I was sitting in the classroom at the very beginning of the day, right before school started. And all these people are running around talking to each other. And, you know, it's super loud in the very first part of the day before class starts. All these people running around talking to each other about what they did over the weekend. I remember looking around thinking, like, I don't talk to anybody. And I was, like, a little put off by it. And I'm like, why doesn't anybody talk to me and I don't talk to anybody? And then I just noticed that, like, there was a girl sitting in front of me and nobody was talking to her either. And so I was like, hey, how you doing? And she turned around and looked at me, like, super shocked. And we just started talking, and then the class started and it was done. I was like, that was so freaking easy. Like, mm-hmm. all I had to do was say hello, and I had mm-hmm. a conversation with someone. So it's like,
it's not hard. It's like, yesterday I was at that ribbon cutting thing, and oh my gosh, that radio station was so full. You could not squeeze another person up in that radio station. Uh-huh. And there was a guy that he ended up like right in front of me, and he was like faced away from me, and then he ended up like how the crowd moved. He had to turn. He turned around. He was like right here, and we're looking at each other. I'm like, hi, I'm Jesse. He said, well, if we're going to be staring at one another, hi, I'm, you know, what do you mean?
Now, I can honestly say I'm not an extrovert. I didn't go from like being a shy kid to an extrovert. I am introverted, but I have a social battery. Like,
okay. Mm-hmm.
When we go to the conference,
we all do.
Yeah, when I go to the conference, like, I can talk to people all day long. When you get back to our rooms, I'm gonna be like, oh my gosh, like I'm dead. Yeah,
and that's where I'm a little bit different. I will go to the conference. I will watch you guys talk to everybody all night long. I'll sit there and I'll enjoy it. Like, I enjoy going out and being part of the socialization. Right, I like being there. I'll be the last person to leave. If, you know, if that's a possibility, I'm always the last person to leave. And then we'll get back to the room and I'll be like, blah, 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 the whole time.
What? No.
See, so you're like the last person to leave. I'm like, can I leave yet? Like, I'm ready to go now.
Yeah, I got to make sure I don't miss anything. It's, you know, something's going to happen. Exciting.
She's not FOMO. Social, but she's got to know all the deets.
Yes.
Well, that's like they tease me at work. They're like, you never come to anything, but you we have to invite you, otherwise you feel slighted. So they'll invite me to stuff that I like never show up to.
Well,
I was like, listen, once I'm home,
it's nice to be invited.
It is nice to be invited, but once I'm home,
I'm not going anywhere
out of the home. It's hard.
Yeah.
100%.
And so, I mean, back to the networking, back to the soap. We keep referring to the soap conference because that's right. One of the biggest things for networking for us. But yeah. It's very important to go into something like this and not see the other makers as competition, but more as a community, right? Cause it's mm-hmm. it's very hard to sit at a table with someone who's doing the exact same thing as you and not think, oh, well, they're taking my customers. But they're not.
No, they're not.
Unless, you know, they live down the block from you, then that's an issue. Just kidding.
Right.
But
nobody lives down the block from me.
Well, no.
Nobody. There are no blocks.
They might live down the road, but
but you got to see people more as a community where you can share your resources mm-hmm, and your suppliers and your experiences. Like, just even being here, like, I feel like this is my networking. Like, this is where I do my talking. So, like, in the groups and in person, I'm the listener. But when it's here, I can be the mm-hmm. talker. And, like, people mm-hmm. can listen that way. That's how I share. That makes sense.
You're better when you're not being stared at.
Right. Which is
she
hard.
Can talk.
Yeah.
You can talk to a computer screen all day long.
I can talk to a computer screen all day long. And I can talk to children all day long. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting a little bit better about talking in front of adults, but, you know, being a teacher for 28 years with nothing but people staring at me and listening to my, you know, what I have to, you would think that it would be a lot easier for me to get out in public and just have a conversation. But no. And then I sit here and I talk about it and it sounds like I have crippling anxiety, but I really don't. Like, I don't know, it's weird.
You know, and you were talking about networking, Helen was even talking about what she thinks the future of social media is going to be mm-hmm. and community is coming together.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we need to actually create some sort of community for makers somewhere. I don't know. I mean, I know they're out there, but.
Well, yeah. So I was thinking about that too, because what she has is she has that community of all the people who are on her. And I don't know how many people are in it. I want to say there's a few hundred people in it, right? Mm-hmm. In her community. And she's got, you know, however many followers she has, but they're all there for the one thing. And they have, like, the monthly Zoom meetings, and they have, mm-hmm. like, the newsletters and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like, yes, the Soapers Guild has that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but it's not as personable as...
Right.
Yeah.
As a smaller like if we started one.
Right. Although, I mean, eventually it would get big, but
right.
I don't know. I know there's a bunch of them out there. It's just there's so many small ones that mm-hmm. are fragmented. I don't
know. Right. There's not a unification right now. Like, and then even like, you know, you have a Facebook group. There's this Facebook group and there's that Facebook group and mm-hmm. this Facebook. This all so we're all in 20 different groups and it's a lot of right. the same people in the same 20 different groups. I just don't know how you bring us together.
I don't know.
As one big community.
Maybe someone in the listeners will know.
That's a good idea.
Have a good idea.
Let us know. Do you have any stories of makers supporting you or you supporting another maker?
We
support each other. And I mean, I hate this is going to sound horrible, but I mean, I get emails pretty regularly from smaller makers that's asking for advice on different things, and off the top of my head I can name like one or two, but I mean my Facebook inbox and my email, I mean it's at least 3 times a week I get a message of some sort from a maker that of course I help them, you know, the best way I can. Mm-hmm. But I mean that's a form of networking, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
people yeah, reach out to me that. Now, and yeah. that is just, and it's still weird to me that people reach out to yeah. me. I mean, it is so weird. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I know? Do the same thing. And I've had some before, too. Yeah, they're asking me, you know, how do you do this? Mm-hmm. What do you recommend? Where do you get your stuff? And I'm just like,
yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
You're talking to me.
When you think about it, not everybody has a bunch of heifers.
Right.
Right. So, well, I'll always, if somebody does asks have a bunch question, of yeah, I'll answer a
well,
question,
they do,
I'll answer
but,
an email.
You know, it's like...
I'm saying they have us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody has the heifers.
But what I'm getting at is, you know, me, I've always asked, like, one of y'all.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and...
Yeah.
I've never emailed a random soap maker I saw on social media, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Now, don't get me wrong. If you want to email me, email me. If you want to message me on Facebook, please do. I will help you. But I still question right. myself going, why in the world are they asking me?
But you know, you do bring up the point. Like, we did find each other organically and mm-hmm. create that friend group that we could bounce things
right.
off of. And not everybody
right.
has that. And we've even had listeners write and say, like, I'm alone. I don't have a group with
yeah.
me. And I don't have anybody.
You are not alone.
That's yeah, we're always here.
At least the three of us,
especially through what?
I'm trying not to break into song. She said you were
break
not alone.
Into
I'm like,
you are not alone. I'm here with you. Sorry.
Yeah, there's that social anxiety right there.
I'm sorry. That was Michael Jackson. That's different, and this is on a screen, so it doesn't count. So.
That's the exact song that was in my head, too.
I know. It's my...
For anybody who's wondering, this is typically how our conversations really go.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
And
off
look,
of left field.
What was funny, and this is complete, I'm dumping on the chat right now, but yesterday, what was it? Me and Shauna were met, or was it this morning? It was yesterday, wasn't it? When was it?
No, it was this morning.
Me and Margaret were just, there had to have been like 30 texts in the thread. I mean, because we were just boom, boom, boom,
conversation.
Boom. It was at one point that I actually was not busy. And because a lot of times they text message and my phone's over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have time to look at it. But I was sitting in my chair and I'm just texting with Margaret. And there's crickets on Shauna's side. She just ain't paying attention to us, whatever. And she probably gets back like, gosh almighty, this is a freaking novel.
And it happens to all of us.
Yep.
Like, yeah,
it does. Yeah. Well, I think that's the beauty of having a three-person text.
A threesome?
Group. Because
if, menage a trois.
Yeah. If it was just the two of us, right, you feel that obligation, like, ugh, I have to answer back immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, you know. So when there's the three of us, I'm like, oh, well, you know, if Jesse's asking a question, well, Shauna can get that. I'll get to it when I can get to it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel guilty, like, oh, that person's waiting for me. Right.
Right. There's no pressure.
There are times when I'll get up, I'll text at 5 o'clock in the morning when I get up and I'm getting ready for work, knowing that at least one of them is asleep, right? And then I go to work, and I, as a teacher, I can't, like, you know, have my phone on me and be texting all day. I'm worky teaching. And then at the end of the day, I look at it and I'm like, oh, I missed, 72 texts. Okay, I have a job to do now. And it's going.
And half of them are TikToks.
Yes. Half, or at least TikToks, Reels, YouTube videos, X, whatever it is. Whatever social media things that we're sharing, just laughing at. But... and then, like, you know, then I go back and I'm like, oh, haha on that. And I'll give a thumbs up to that. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it really takes the pressure off when there's a third person in the group, because then I know I can get to things when I have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if there were four, it'd feel like too many.
Yes. Sometimes if there's four, then you kind of lose track of, like, you know, who's talking to who, what happened now?
Shoot, sometimes when there's three, we lose track of who's talking about what.
Well, I lose track of a lot. Even just this morning, you guys were talking about something. I'm like, what did I miss?
It was the pecan, ice cream.
The ice cream, yeah.
Because the first time, honestly, I'll probably take this out, but the first time I clicked on that video, you know how sometimes when you click on a reel or whatever, it takes a really long time for it to load?
Right.
So I saw that it said ice cream. And what showed up was a woman wearing a black shirt, and a bird came and pooped on her, and she was eating the ice cream. She took her spoon, and she went like this, and then fed it to the person next to her, who saw she was eating ice cream, was like, whatever. And then you guys are talking about Bluebell, and I'm like, what are they even talking about? I had to go back and make it go to the right video. So I knew.
For the listeners, I sent a video of a guy, Southern Boys Outdoors. He was trying out Bluebell's pecan pie ice cream. And I was like, that can't be bad. It really can't.
They don't sell Bluebell up here.
Right. And then they started talking about getting ice cream. And I'm like, ew, what's going on?
The whole time she's thinking we're talking about bird poop ice cream.
Yep.
There you go. You fat.
So, like we were saying before.
I didn't even get a reaction out of her.
Bat. There you go. Me? I'm a sheep?
No.
Are you talking about you?
About no, I said Shauna. Ew. But, ew, bat.
Oh.
Look, I got that one before she did.
High five, Margaret.
All right.
Such dorks. Anyway.
Back to networking, right? So, you know.
Tangent.
Anyway. Well, we were talking about, like, what I was talking about was those formal groups where they rented out the restaurant and all that kind of stuff. Do you need to network like that? No. Absolutely not. Sometimes that doesn't work for people. That doesn't work for someone like me. But the small texting, that's networking. Going into an Instagram group or a Facebook group, that's your networking. Direct messages can be just as powerful as in-person events. Like Jesse said, she'll answer anything. You know, you have a question, she'll answer it, you know.
If so, I know it, if I don't know it, right. I will tell you, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, if I don't know it, I'll be like, oh, I have no idea. Maybe you could look here, blah, 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 whatever. And there are pros and cons to each type of networking. Like, I am much more comfortable online than in person. So you gotta, you know, do what works for you. Do you have any red flags or green flags in networking?
Red flag is when they ignore me.
That or when they're trying to sell you something.
Yep. My your red flags are going to be, you know, somebody that doesn't speak at all, like me. Somebody who's trying to sell you something, or somebody.
Margaret's
who's
a huge red flag.
Somebody who's going to be all about themselves, and they want to take. What can you give me? What can I get from you? What can I? Give me.
There's give and take.
You gotta have
with
something to offer. right?
Yeah.
Right.
There's like give and take.
Bubbling charm and personality gets me very far, right? No. But green flags would be somebody who wants to build a genuine relationship, or yeah, right, somebody who's who can maybe they are a taker, but they're also a giver. Like I can, you know, right, we can, you know, yeah, there's give and take in every kind of a relationship. You got to know what you have to offer before mm-hmm. you start networking with people, right? And then you have to know how to step back from potentially draining situations. Like if you have someone who is totally taking advantage of you or using up all your time, or if you happen to be at some kind of a networking event and then somebody's just chewing your ear off and like has nothing, but you got to know how to get out of that.
Well, you know, you sit there and say like you got to know what you have to offer when you go in for networking. I think part of the problem with a lot of people, maybe even present company included, is that you don't think you have anything to offer when
right,
everybody does have something to
of
offer.
Of course.
I think mm-hmm. that's what part of what it is you think like, why is anybody going to listen to me?
Yeah. It's, or not even knowing that I have something to offer, but not having the confidence in yourself to present what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, networking events networking in itself can build that kind of stuff up. Like your buddies are going to build you up and throw you out onto the dance floor. No, you're not. I don't know where I got that from. Dance floor? What?
I can say, though, that in the very beginning, my mentor was another soap maker who was also another doctor.
Yeah.
And she was the one that was like, sell your... I was like, man, this is an expensive hobby. And she's like, sell it. And I was like, but you sell it. She goes, so what? She's like, I can't keep up with all this stuff that people want. I was like, I don't have that much time. She's like, sell it. And you can pay for your hobby. So she was the one that like kicked me in the butt and basically almost gave me permission, you know, in a way to say, and we've said it before on here and the conference that before Jesse and I went, you said that Anne Marie said something like only 3% of the business in soap is handcrafted soap.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of room.
It's wide open.
Unilever just bought
Dr. Squatch
for mm-hmm. like something ridiculous, some $1 billion thing.
Yeah,
billions of dollars. Yeah,
ridiculous.
So I mean,
amount.
Obviously there is a market for you know real soap.
I mean, look
and
up
candles
that
are
number.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Watch.
People are really pushing hard for you know handcrafted.
Oh yeah, $1.5 billion.
Yes, please.
That's a lot of zeros. That's a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
That is a lot of zeros from something that probably started off as a hobby, you know?
Oh, it did. I'm sure it started off in somebody's kitchen.
Yep.
Right.
Had to have.
Yeah. Isn't that
so
how they all
start? So you never know. You never know.
That's what, when I started this, you know, I'm tiny and everybody's like, are you ready to quit your medicine job? And I'm like, dude, no. Like, I'm not there yet. But my friend in London, she's like, yeah, the body shop, which is in like every airport you go to, right? The body shop.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse's looking at me like, I don't know what the frick you're talking about. But anyway, she's like, it started out in someone's kitchen, you know?
I'm sitting there
some
thinking,
some stay-at-home
like,
mom, you know, started this.
I was thinking of the Sam Hunt song.
Sing it.
No. Not that one. the one that's implying that someone's getting...
No, I'm not singing that. I'll send you a video.
All right. All right, so I have a this or that networking edition. I only have a few things. Which
maybe we should maybe we should ask you the networking questions.
Yeah, seriously.
But, well, I'll chime in, and you can add on. Big conference or small local meetup?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
I think big conference would offer more.
Yeah, it would.
And Margaret actually should like the big conference more because it's easier for you to
blend in.
Yep.
Be a
much
wallflower.
Easier to blend in. Mm-hmm.
But I also like the intimate ones where it's just, you know, it's small and you can, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not as pushy.
Mm-hmm. Online DMs or face-to-face coffee chat? Depends on who it is.
Like I guess just depending on who it is. I feel like I just don't have time for the face-to-face stuff.
I mean, I love me a good cup of coffee at a coffee shop, too. But I legit have to have time to go to a coffee shop, so I'm going to say online.
Okay. Planned icebreakers or casual conversations?
Casual conversations.
Oh, nobody likes those stupid planned icebreakers. Ugh. Thankfully, they did not do that this year at school. Talking to suppliers or talking to other makers?
Both.
Yeah, both.
Both. Yeah, I don't really, I mean, except for being here on the podcast, I haven't really had opportunity to talk to suppliers.
I mean, you talked in July.
Well, I mean, that's different. I mean, yeah. But I think I talk to other makers way more than I talk to others. How about...
Back on.
Quality connections or quantity of contacts?
Quality.
Absolutely. I would rather leave the conference with my 4 or 5 people that I'm close with than... Mm-hmm. 50 people that, you know, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, like, all the phone numbers I got at the conference. I still only talked to, like, a handful of people from it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now I have a little something else.
Uh-oh. Right?
Uh-oh.
I've got 5 example scenarios, and you're going to tell me what you would do if you were stuck with that person at a networking event, okay? So, you are approached by the oversharer, someone you just met. They are telling you their entire life story, including their medical history, within the first 5 minutes of knowing them. What do you do?
This is my everyday life.
Well, oh, I'm going to listen because I'm nosy.
Mm-hmm. I want the tea, baby.
I want it all. Tell me, honey.
Uh-huh. I'm a listener. I'm going to listen to your whole story, and I'm going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And you get that all the time anyway, right? Okay.
I do get that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, do you share back? A little bit here and there. But I'm certainly not going to be an overshare back. Yeah. I'm not going to get too detailed.
I think for me, it also depends on the story. Because sometimes I just start talking and you're like, this is way too much detail.
Yeah. How about the business card bomber, right? The person that's going out and handing out 10 cards a minute like, hey... Barely making eye contact. Here's my card. They don't even remember your name. They don't, you know, like mm-hmm. It's clear that they're just there to get their name out there. How do you respond to that?
I'll take the card and I'll
toss the card. Junk it. Yeah.
If you're not going to spend time and talk with me and get to know me, now I'm going to throw your card away.
Yeah. How about the product poacher? A maker corners you, they're asking you every single detail about your recipes, your suppliers, your pricing. Do you spill, dodge, or deflect with humor?
I mean, I'm a pretty open book unless I'm not going to give you my recipe, but other than that, you know, I'll tell you.
Right. I'll probably do the same. Like, you know, I use this, I get it from here, blah, 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 whatever. Uh-huh. How much do I charge? Clearly, go look at my website. It's right here. Everything I do is, it's very, very transparent, except for the percentages in my percentage.
That's right.
How about the serial schmoozer? The name dropping every single connection that they have, but you can't get a word in. What is your polite escape line?
I gotta pee!
That works?
I had Taco Bell yesterday. Hang on a minute.
See, even you know Taco Bell is sketchy.
It's good, though.
It is good. I do like it. How about the silent stander? Somebody hovers silently next to you at the booth table without saying a word.
That is creepy.
How do you break the ice when there's someone that's just standing there, like me? When you see somebody who's just I'm going to wait.
I'm going to shake your hand and introduce myself and get you to talk and, you know.
All right. I'll
try to get you to talk.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, if somebody does the initiating, I'm okay. I just can't do that initiating part.
I'm going to get you to get up and talk to one person.
We're
going to
be in the conference like, listen, Margaret, you see that person over there in that shirt? Go say hi. She's going to be, I don't want to.
I dare you.
I triple dog dare you.
Oh my gosh.
No. Y'all there's shoot actually, your eye out.
That, yeah, there was actually a house around here that actually put up a flagpole and had a whole mannequin with a tongue stuck to it.
That's hilarious.
It was amazing.
That's funny. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the Dirty Heifers Podcast. We hope you're feeling a little more inspired to connect with your fellow makers, whether that's at a big conference, a local craft fair, or just sliding into someone's DMs to say, hey. Remember, community over competition is what keeps this whole thing alive. A huge thanks again to our sponsor, Wholesale Supply Plus, for supporting this episode and for always providing makers with the tools and ingredients to create amazing products. And don't forget to use the code DIRTY15 for 15% off at checkout. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like, share, and leave us a comment with your funniest or most awkward networking story. We love hearing from y'all. And if you think you'd make a great guest on the show, reach out to us. Until next time, keep supporting your fellow makers. And of course, stay dirty, heifers.